Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deadly Summer by Denise Grover Swank. Performed by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1. This felt a lot like rock bottom. I was sitting at the bar in Magnum, an upscale Vietnamese and Portuguese fusion restaurant, sipping a glass of white wine while I tried not to dwell on the fact that the restaurant was named after a condom. Okay, so it probably wasn't named after a condom, but it might as well have been. I hadn't had a decent job in almost 8 years, and I was trying to decide whether to accept a nude photo shoot or star in my own personal version of hell, a reality TV show. I'd been looking for signs everywhere, and this seemed like a flashing billboard. My grandmother was the one who'd gotten me into the habit of looking for signs. As a lifetime member of Sweetbriar, Alabama Calvary Baptist Church, I was positive she would tell me to run far away from the photo shoot, regardless of the name of the restaurant. It didn't matter that I hadn't talked to my grandmother in years. 9, to be exact. She always seemed to pop up in my head when I needed tough love. But morals and principles didn't pay the bills, and I was drowning in them. While I was finishing my backstroke in my Olympic-sized pool of self-pity, I heard a woman shout in excitement.
Oh my God, it's Isabella Holmes!
It didn't matter that my name was Summer Butler, and Isabella was a character I'd played in a teen show called Gotcha nearly a decade ago. As far as the world was concerned, we were one and the same. Maybe if I ignore her, she'll go away. Sometimes it worked. The bartender stopped in front of me and leaned his elbow on the counter, lowering his face to mine.
Want me to get rid of her?
I studied him, wondering what he wanted. Everyone wanted something. The woman behind me probably wanted a selfie with me. The producer I was supposed to meet wanted to capitalize on my notoriety.
Former teen superstar actress, now nearly bankrupt and unemployable, her life in the gutter.
Alpha Magazine wanted to use my good girl persona to sell lots of copies after they slutted me up. Justin, my manager, wanted to milk the little that was left of my career. Judging from the gleam in his eyes, the bartender in front of me wanted in my pants, or up my dress, as the case may be. Men loved to screw Isabella Holmes. At least I knew where I stood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?